This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. A variety of factors determine the success of a garden, and water is certainly at the top of the list. For the February K-State Garden Hour, K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, discussed how to maximize water efficiency through drip irrigation.
Water is one of our hot topics at K-State Research and Extension, and want to make sure that we're focusing on our water quantity and quality. Water is not readily available to us. We don't have an endless supply. And as gardeners, we need to utilize that water the best we can. Many of our irrigation practices may have wasted quite a bit of that irrigation water. So we want to do a better job keeping that resource available and utilizing it. Our irrigation systems do need some maintenance. It's not necessarily carefree. Some plant growth strategies you may want to consider. Some of our plants, we're just trying to maintain them, keep them alive. And so those are probably going to use less water, less frequent water applications. And so that may be a plant strategy that you want to implement. But maybe you're trying to really increase the growth. And so we're probably going to need to do a little more supplemental watering is what I like to call it. So you'll need to add water when the plants are needing that. So as far as an example in our soils, what we're working with is the pore space. We say that's about 50% of what's available in the soil profile. Ideally, if you're trying to grow your plants quickly and as healthy as you can, if you're growing them for commercial production and or trying to sell them, we kind of like to keep that soil profile about 25% water, 25% air. So maybe the drip irrigation runs every day, but you let it dry out to a little bit. So you're kind of keeping it at that even 25% air, 25% water. Probably harder to do in the landscape itself than it is in a commercial operation or a greenhouse, but that may be our goal. Just depends on what your goal is for your plants. When we think about irrigation, this kind of comes to my mind, seeing that sprinkler head pop up and shoot water droplets or fine mist everywhere. And in some situations, that may be a good thing, but probably even our most efficient overhead, above ground type of irrigation is 75%, 83% efficient. Drip irrigation, you can get at least 95% efficiency on that. They are very effective as far as providing water to the plants. There's still a place for some hand watering. Obviously, when you just plant a plant, you're probably going to use some type of overhead hand watering. My process is collect rainwater off the roof, but there is still place for hand watering even with any of our irrigation systems that we decide we want to try to use. So now we're getting into more of the drip irrigation. Drip irrigation emitters going to drip water slowly and directly into the soil. Most water conserving method. Again, it's 95% effective. The drip irrigation is going to work by placing that water slowly directly into the soil. Many small water emitters typically are utilized and placed one or more at each plant in the emitter line, which is snaked around the planting bed. And drip is excellent for watering slopes. Many of us may not just have a flat land that we're trying to irrigate. And so this is very good as far as providing water evenly. I think that's the thing about drip irrigation is it provides that even amount of water throughout whatever the irrigation system's in. We had that spray head and there's going to be areas that get more water and less water. And so these are very efficient way of making sure we're getting good distribution of our irrigation supply. Only about half as much water may be needed by using the drip irrigation, and we're going to be watering only the root zone. We're going to have less money spent for water that we don't need or gets wasted. No wind displacement. Diseases may be lessened because of the foliage remaining dry, and less weeds because the aisles remain dry. You're just watering the desirable plant and not the weeds. Colorado State Extension has a good publication for home drip irrigation systems, and K-State has one for community gardens, so we do have that resource available for you as well.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone. To view the full webinar, search online for K-State Garden Hour and click on Recorded Webinars. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.